In a season that has been filled with nothing but injuries, more injuries. That's coming up next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. This is part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here's what I need you to do for me. I need you to click that subscribe button in your podcast feed so you get Locked On Rams in your inbox every single day. I need you to go check us out on YouTube and subscribe over there as well. Our Locked On Rams YouTube page. That is a great way to take in the podcast. And that way you get all of your Rams coverage every single day. Not only do I host this podcast, Locked On Rams, but I also host the Rams pre, half, and post game show on the flagship station, ESPN 710, the one right here on my shirt. And of course, you can hear that 2 hours before kickoff. So after you're done opening your presents on Christmas Day, after you've had your breakfast and everything else, you can flip on over to 11:30 in the morning and check out the Rams pregame show. And then after the Rams and the Broncos on Christmas Day, right after the game, it is our postgame show as well. Myself and Kirk Morrison are back to do that all over again. So check that out as well. All right, let me remind you that today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. Ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise? Then this game is absolutely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the App Store. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On. That's all caps, Locked On in the game. All right, here's what we got coming up on the pod today. I want to talk about something that Cam Akers said that while I appreciate the sentiment, it's ridiculous. I get what he's going for, but come on, man. It's almost Christmas. You're 4-10. We need to stop telling ourselves things that are simply not true. Some good news heading into next year, I think, that we'll spend a little bit of time talking about in just a couple of minutes. But let's start right here. And it really is remarkable when you stop and think about what the Rams have dealt with this year. And I'm not just talking about being 4-10. And look, the fact of the matter is there's a better than average chance that they're going to finish 4-13 or 5-12. That seems like the high water mark potentially. Even if you win them all, you're still 7-10, which certainly at this point would be probably a pretty good way to end the season, but seems very, very unlikely. And the reason that you're here are multiple. There are literally tens of reasons that you could go through to talk about why this team is where they are. You could talk about the fact that the F them picks strategy finally came up and the bill was due there. You could talk about the nature of the NFL and that you can't stay good forever. You could talk about the team getting a little older and getting a little stale. You could talk about it being top heavy. You could talk about all of these things. The Super Bowl hangover for sure has been a part of this. No question about that. But I think that the most obvious and most true reason for why this team has been as disappointing as it's been has been that it's just been absolutely crushed with injuries. Now, think about, I'm not going to talk about all the guys that missed time here or there or come in or come out of the lineup and all the offensive line issues that we've talked about ad nauseum. I just want to go through the list of people that are down for the season and have been down for the season at various points along the way. Okay, there's even a very good chance, because I'm going off the top of my head here, that I may miss a couple of guys. I'm going to start with the offensive line. Your starting left tackle, Joe Noteboom, has been gone for the season since very early in the season. David Edwards is gone for the season after being gone for a large part of the season because of concussions and other injuries, and then he went back into protocol. He's been done for the season. Now you can add Brian Allen to the mix because it was announced yesterday that he is done for the season. Now, he's also missed a bunch of time along the way for a variety of different injuries. He was diagnosed with a calf injury that will keep him out until next season. So let's just review real quickly. Left tackle, left guard, center, gone for the season at various, right? They're all done. None of them are coming back, but some of these guys have been gone for a long time. Brian Allen's just gone for today. Start, keep going to the right. Tremaine Ankrum, gone for the season. He has been your right guard at various points. He played about 4 seconds before he broke his leg and was gone for the season. Of course, Rob Havenstein is the last man standing there. We're not done, right? Matthew Stafford, done for the season. Now, Matthew Stafford with his spinal contusion. He has been out for a while, and he will not return. Cooper Kupp, gone for the season. He got about halfway through the year before that was done for the entire year. Go to the other side of the ball. Aaron Donald, done for the season. Maybe not officially. He's not coming back. That's it for him. He's done for the year. A'shaun Robinson, gone for the season. You're starting to get a theme here about all these guys that have dropped out, about all these guys that have not been able to go. And let me add one more name to the list. Ben Skowronek, who at the beginning of the year, if you told me that you would miss Ben Skowronek and that him being done for the season would be a meaningful news development, I would have said, well, that can't be good. Well, it isn't. Ben Skowronek, done for the season. He suffered an injury as well against the Packers on Monday Night Football, also a calf injury. He left the game briefly, did return and play the rest of the night, but he also is done for the season. So who do you throw the ball to? You know, Baker Mayfield is doing the best that he can, but you've got Van Jefferson, who missed a great about half the season, but he's back. You've got Tutu Atwell, who's all right. You've got, Lance McCutcheon, who's going to have to play a little bit. You've got Brandon Powell. Okay. You've got right? This is what we're talking about. All of these guys not just have been hurt, but they're gone for the year. I mean, how many guys did I just live on? 10, 12? I get it. Football is violent. It's physical. It's difficult. You're going to have injuries. Guys are going to get hurt. But did you just hear all the guys? And by the way, it's Aaron Donald. It's Matthew Stafford. It's Cooper Kupp. It's three-fifths of your starting offensive line. It's all of the places that you can least afford to have these sorts of injuries. So 4-10 in this regard, probably not a huge surprise considering what it's looked like over the last couple of months. And now it's just get to the finish line and see what happens next. All right, coming up next on Locked On Rams, some good injury news, sort of. I mean, good news that's injury related or at least injury adjacent along the way. That's coming up in just a little bit. But first, let me tell you about our new sponsor, partner, I should say, and sponsor. Put it together. It's a sponsor of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Football GM. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise, well, your dream can come true. And this is definitely for you. Manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through the season, and lead your team to glory. You're responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators, trading players, making draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, and all the ups and downs of a season. All of this is in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free and playable offline. Play on the go as you want and when you want to, and think of all the you-know-what you can talk to your buddies about how you know how to do this better than they are. I told you I could do it better than your favorite team's GM. Locked On Rams listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when they use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's all caps, Locked On in the game store. That's Locked On, so make sure to check it out today. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up in the app store. That's ultimate-gm.com, Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. Also, this episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a new slate of football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. That's why you'll be able to find the episode of The League available as a bonus episode on Locked On NFL. It's narrated by Super Bowl champ and legendary you-know-what talker Richard Sherman and sports broadcaster and rising star Taylor Rooks. The League is an 8-part docuseries about the most bizarre, inspirational, and unlikely stories connected to America's favorite sport, pro football. You will not want to miss these untold stories spanning from the 1940s through the present. Our bonus episode is called The Way of the Cowboy and the incredible story of how the 1977 Dallas Cowboys brought in Bruce Lee's protege to teach their defense martial arts, ushering in a new approach to the way that the league trained. Each story offers equal parts history, entertainment, and social commentary. Head on over to Locked On NFL for a bonus episode of The League or catch the full series wherever you get your podcast. Available now. Audible, get in the game. And thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcast. And make sure to make your second listen the Locked On Sports Today pod, the biggest stories around the sports world in 20 minutes or less, plus instant reactions, game recaps, and Locked On's take of the day. Locked On Sports Today, available on YouTube and wherever you get your pods. All right, so let's talk about something that is good news. Kelly Stafford, the wife of Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, has a podcast. And who doesn't, right? I have a podcast. She has a podcast. You might have a podcast. Podcast, right? And she had her husband, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, on her podcast. And let me just say, in the world of good gets, that's right up there. You get your significant other to come on your pod. That's the easiest book in the business. So good for her. He announced that he is not going to retire, that he is not considering retirement, that that is not in his plans in the immediate future, which is very, very good news for the Rams. That's very, very good news for their season next year. The Rams are going to go as far as their quarterback is going to take them. That's true of every single team in this league. Think about what we've seen over the course of the last handful of games. Since that last game that Matthew Stafford played was against New Orleans. We have not seen him since, and for good reason. You know, he obviously was in the concussion protocol prior to that. He got hit in the head a couple of times, spinal contusion, et cetera, et cetera. He's done for the year. But the fact of the matter is, when he was in there, even against New Orleans, and look, this season has been a bust across the board, right? But when he's in there, you always said, okay, he can make that throw. He can get the ball down the field. He can make this decision. He can make that decision. He can do this. They can give him the entire, you know, menu of options and trust for him to make good decisions to put this team in a position to succeed. We've seen what it looks like with John Wolford. Not great. We've seen what it looks like with Bryce Perkins. Even less great. And we're trying to figure out what it looks like with Baker Mayfield. And that is, if we're giving letter grades in school, it would be an incomplete at this point, right? I don't know. I need to see some more, presumably a little better than the other two guys that I just mentioned. But if this team is going to come back and compete next year, Matthew Stafford has to be a part of it. I do think, though, that the Mayfield component of this is a big part of what may happen next year. I appreciate and I believe him when he says that he's not considering retirement. There's a lot of money on the line. I know that he's made a lot of money already, but I don't, you know, we're all human beings and, you know, another 50, 100 million or whatever it is certainly enticing to say the least. But he's at that point in his career where I don't think it would be totally unrealistic for him to miss periods of games. I think this season is a perfect example. Let's say that of all the injuries that the Rams have had, that only the Matthew Stafford injury, or maybe Matthew Stafford and one or two other things, has been the problem. But let's say Cooper Kupp is still here. Let's say, oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Allen Robinson, done for the season too. I mentioned for that in the earlier pod or the earlier segment. But let's say Kupp's here. Let's say Allen Robinson's here. Let's say that Tyler Higbee and the offensive line have all been healthy all year. That Aaron Donald is still playing. And instead of this thing being 4-10, let's say that they're, 9-5, okay? And they're competing for a division championship. They're competing for a spot in the playoffs. But they don't have Matthew Stafford for a while, that maybe he's coming back. Maybe his neck would heal. Maybe he'd be ready to go by the time that the playoffs start. This is where having a player like Baker Mayfield becomes far more interesting. I get right now that we have him just because somebody's got to play quarterback at the end of the line. He was available. Let's see what happens. You know, throw some, you know what, against the wall and see what sticks. But in that other scenario, you need somebody that can at least win half your games. Mayfield may be that guy. I don't know if he's good or not. It doesn't look like he's great, but he's better than those other guys. And if you said, look, we got to play a month, we got to play six games without Matthew Stafford, which is not totally off the option tree going forward. I know that that's true for everybody, but the older you get and the more injuries that you have, the later you get them, the more likely you are to get more. We've all watched sports and we know that once it starts, it very typically does not stop. Younger guys can get hurt and the injury thing goes away. Older guys, not so much along the way. So you need that second quarterback in your building to get you through the end of the line. Because if you needed to win, let's say you got these last three games and you got to win at least one of them to get into the playoffs, and then Stafford could come back for that, that's where a player like Mayfield matters the most. Matthew Stafford will be the quarterback of this team next year. Maybe beyond that, I don't know, Caleb Williams, right? We're already kind of looking down the road and seeing what's going on. But that he is going to play, that he is not considering retirement, I think is very good news for the Rams. I'll throw one last thing in there before we move on to the next topic. And that is simply that once that stuff starts to get mentioned out loud, I do think that there's more to it than, put it this way, nobody's talking about Cooper Kupp retiring, right? Because he's not going to retire. But the second it gets put out in the ether, you can at least start to say, okay, somebody somewhere floated the idea that it might be possible. And when it's possible, it's possible. All right, coming up next, we want to get into what Cam Akers said about how they're going to approach these last three games of the season. I love you, Cam, but you're going to have to stop with that. That's coming up next on Locked on Rams. But not before we talk about Total Wine and More. Is there anything more fun than trying to find a gift for that person and getting to go into a Total Wine and More and shop for all of the things that maybe they would like and maybe the things that you might like? So this holiday season, find what you love at Total Wine and More. With so many great bottles to choose from, it's easy to find a new favorite single barrel bourbon or the perfect gift for everyone on your list with the help from a friendly guide. And with all the confidence in knowing you found something special, for the lowest price. Love what you find only at Total Wine and More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. Be 21. All right, so let's talk about what Cam Akers had to say about how they're going to take on these last couple of games of the season. And I am not a huge rah-rah guy. I don't know if you've picked that up for me over the course of the listening to the Locked on Rams podcast, but this, you know, the inspirational speech in the locker room. I'll use this as an example because I think it's a great one. If I were teammates with Ray Lewis, when Ray Lewis was doing that thing, well, what you got to do is you got to stop, man. Stop. Who do you want me to block? Who do you want me to tackle? Who do you, what route do you want me to run? Where do you want me to throw the ball? Just tell me what to do and I'm going to go do it. I do not need your stuff. I do not need all of the noise that's coming along with everything else. Which brings me to Cam Akers. He was talking about the final three games that they have. They got the Broncos who stink, the Chargers who don't, and the Seahawks who are somewhere in the middle. And he said, I'm going to clean this up a little bit. We can blank in other people's coffee or cornflakes. So if we can, we're going to do that. We're going to play the last three games like it's the championship. I appreciate the sentiment. I appreciate the idea that you are going to go out there and play as hard as you can, and you're going to try to make it so the Chargers don't get to go to the playoffs either, that you're going to try to make it that the Seattle Seahawks, who may come into Week 18 at home against the Rams, Bobby Wagner homecoming potentially, and you're going to blank in their cornflakes to make sure that they don't get to go to the playoffs. Awesome, man. Good for you. I just don't really buy it, right? Football's violent. Football's dangerous. It hurts, man. I mean, especially this time of year when it gets cold and everything else. You really want to go out there? I don't know. It's not for me to go out there. I want to keep the – what do I care if the Chargers go to the playoffs or not? I'm not going. Maybe if it were the 49ers and you could kind of stick it in a little bit and twist it and ruin it for them, perhaps. But this idea of, well, we're going to play spoiler, we're going to ruin it for you, we're going to blank in your cornflakes. Why, man? Get to the end of the line. Go to Mexico. Go on vacation. Get your body right. Go get in the weight room. Get healthy. Figure out if you're going to be a Rams player or not. Figure out if you're going to quit or not. Figure out if you're going to go to another team or not. But this idea that we're going to go out there and do, okay, cool. Go knock yourself out. It's just never really resonated for me. In any meaningful way like that. I don't know, man. If you want to go do it, I guess. Let's just get these last three games played. Let's see who you're going to draft early in that second round. Close your eyes when the Detroit Lions make the fourth or fifth or sixth pick in the draft or whatever else it is. It's that they're going to get to do in the Jared Goff trade. Let's just get to next season. I don't care if Seattle goes or not. I don't care if the Chargers go or not. Broncos aren't going anywhere. Like, I can't stand Russell Wilson, but whatever. He's going to play against the Broncos or against the Rams on Saturday as well. So I guess that's something to look at as well. You go do things to people's cornflakes, Cam. I'm just going to sit here and wait for the season to end and get excited about the next one that's coming up. All right, it's a crossover Thursday coming up on the next Locked on Rams. It's a good reason for you to click that subscribe button on your podcast feed so you get that as well. Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen today. Now make your second listen, the Locked On Sports Today pod. Peter Bukowski, who's awesome, brings you your biggest stories from around the sports world in 20 minutes. Get the analysis and opinions before anyone else with our local and national experts and insiders. Locked On Sports Today pod, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house.